I'm talking with Sarah Mednick, who is an assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of California in San Diego. She'll be talking at a Sunday afternoon press briefing and at a Sunday morning symposium at the AAAS annual meeting in San Diego. She'll be giving a symposium talk on the domains of learning and memory that are enhanced with sleep in adults. Welcome, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. What are the general findings in the sleep field?
The general findings these days are that people are definitely sleep deprived, and that sleep deprivation is leading to increased risk for cardiovascular disease and depression and mood problems, weight gain, obesity, diabetes. A lot of different health concerns seem to require good or be helped by good sleep and be damaged by poor sleep. And so one thing is we're talking about memory, but a lot of interesting research is also coming out looking at the relationship between sleep and health.
Absolutely. What cognitive processes benefit from a nap?
We study memory, but also creativity, alertness, concentration, anything where your decision-making is also another good area of study. And what we're finding is that specific sleep stages are related to specific kinds of memory improvements. So there's many different kinds of memory, such as motor memory, like learning how to ride a bicycle or play piano, or declarative verbal memory, where you're just learning, you know, remembering your grocery list or my phone number, or there's sensory memory, perceptual memory, which is learning how to, you know, if a radiologist is looking at x-rays, they have to be able to pick out certain tumors that look like gobbledygook to us, but that's a form of visual learning, that they actually have a visual expertise. And so these are all these different kinds of memory domains, and what sleep research is showing is that there's specific sleep stages, such as stage 2 sleep, slow wave sleep, or REM sleep, that each seem to contribute separately and differently to all these different memory domains.
And in your studies of napping, what do you find makes for an ideal nap?
Well, we look at napping in a couple of different ways. First, we look at napping for, you know, does it make people feel more alert? But then the more important way that we look at it is, does it improve memory? And so we look at these three different things. Say we're looking at, so motor memory, verbal memory, and visual memory. These three different memory components require different kinds of sleep in order to show improvements. So motor memory, like learning how to ride a bicycle, shows improvement with stage 2 sleep. And that's actually a rather short sleep. It's kind of a power nap, just like a 20-minute nap.
Okay.
You're going to have a lot of stage 2 sleep. If you want to have more improvements in other forms of memory, such as verbal memory, you're going to actually sleep, you need to sleep more in what's called slow wave sleep, which is a kind of a heavier, deeper sleep. And that sleep occurs during the virtually 30 to 60 minute nap. So if you're sleeping up to 60 minutes, you'll definitely have a nice chunk of slow wave sleep. And then if you're going to go into kinds of memory such as visual memory, any kind of perceptual learning, but also creativity and sort of unconscious learning, like remembering, trying to remember a whole bunch of things that you're not exactly sure that you can't say that you're learning, but sort of that you're integrating into your associative memories. That would be more for REM sleep. And REM sleep occurs, REM is rapid eye movement sleep, and that occurs between 60 and 90 minutes. So depending on what you are looking for in terms of your benefits, you're going to need a different kind of a nap for each one of those.
It's a significant ripple effect.
Yeah, definitely.
And how do you use your own findings, such as when you're on deadline for a grant? What sorts of strategic naps do you take?
For me, sort of the ideal nap is really 90 minutes, and because that incorporates all the different sleep stages.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to take as many 90-minute naps in the week as I can. I have a new baby, and she is an interesting napper. I'm a huge napper, and she's not a huge napper, so I try to nap when she naps, which is actually what I've been telling mothers to do for a long time, and now I actually am trying to take my own medicine, which is hard to do, right, because you want to do so many different things while they're sleeping. But definitely I feel incredibly better if I just lay down with her and sleep when she sleeps.
That must be fascinating to be able to actually apply all of your studies to
current
situation.
You're right, there's a real world, right?
Wonderful. And what are the next steps for your work?
Right now we're doing a couple of different things. We're first looking into whether we can pharmacologically enhance specific stages of sleep in the nap, and then see whether we can then enhance memory processes with those naps. There are certain sleep pills that can enhance stage 2 sleep or slow wave sleep. And so then what you might predict is that if you could enhance stage 2 sleep or slow wave sleep, you might then enhance either motor memory or verbal memory. So we're looking into that kind of idea of the super nap. And we're also looking into the neural activity that underlies this kind of memory processing through sleep. So we're looking using functional magnetic resonance imaging, fMRI, to study the different brain areas that are at work during these different memory domains.
That is excellent. I'm sure a lot of people could benefit from just understanding how important sleep and napping and all of that good stuff is.
I think there's a lot of sort of scientific information that we can get, but also there's just a lot of information that just regular people will, I think if they can bring any of these findings to their boss and show that they'll be much better off if they're allowed to nap at work.
And, absolutely.
that could benefit everybody.
Well, thank you so much. For more information on the time of the press briefing and symposium, please visit our virtual newsroom at www.eurekaalert.org/AAS newsroom, all one word, /2010. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Thank you very much for having me.